He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Monday morning. It is October the 21st, and we just went negative. Doggone it, we're down 12 points here. The NASDAQ, however, still well into green positive territory. It's Boeing that once again today is hurting that the big index of 30 stocks. The Dow, we're down 18 to 26,752 right now. The NASDAQ, however, is up almost 30 points right now. And the NASDAQ is at 8,117. The S&P 500 back below 3,000 just a little bit. We're up 10 points, however. 29.96 on the S&P 500, up 0.3% this morning. Russell 2000, what's gotten into the small caps here this morning? They're up 1.1%. The Russell 2000 up 17 points to 1,552. Maybe it's time to cherry pick that Russell 2000. I know out of about 2,000 stock, out of 2,000 stocks, there's only maybe 40 or 50 that really are any good. A lot of filler there in that index. Crude oil down 72 cents to $53.06. We're down again 72 cents, 1.3% today on crude oil. Not a very attractive sector at all. Gold, well, I thought 1,500 was the new bottom. Not so. It's at 1494 today. 1494, down 40 cents this morning. And that 10-year yield up a little bit today, 1.79%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Paul Carlson will be joining us here at the bottom of the hour. The crew is home from Minnesota, St. Paul, Minneapolis, St. Paul, where we had a great time there. And, man, we met with a lot of great folks. Paul's going to talk a little bit about that at the bottom of the hour. And I should have a Sarasota date here by tomorrow or the next day. But we're looking around the middle of November. The week before Thanksgiving, I'm pretty sure, is the week that we will be in Sarasota. So you can start book. We were booked. I mean, we were absolutely booked solid in Minnesota for three straight days. Three of us there, four of us there, actually. Three had myself, my CFP, Chief Financial Planner, who's also our Chartered Financial Analyst. We had Paul there, and we had Edie there, who was running the whole show. She did a great job in organizing everything. Boy, I'll tell you what, getting everybody there on time, and it flowed very, very smoothly, and I hope we were able to help a lot of folks, and look forward to working with a lot of you folks in the future. We met with a lot of clients, too, while we were there in Minneapolis. I would say the economy's looking pretty good from what I could tell, listening to different folks from different walks of life, different industries in that area. Seems like a pretty strong economy to be had there in that area of the world. Well, you know what? Friday was a pretty sleepy day in the market. Then a couple of news stories broke on Dow Jones Industrial Components. The first news to drop was Johnson & Johnson. Let's see how Johnson & Johnson is doing today. In fact, my newsletter over the weekend was labeled, what was it? It was Boeing, Brexit, and banks, Boeing, Brexit, and baby powder. Talc. baby powder, another trace of asbestos. Now, we don't know if somebody put it there on purpose or if Boeing has a problem, an issue, but that hit Johnson & Johnson very hard on Friday. Today, Johnson & Johnson just a lost our connection there for just a moment, but hopefully we're back. Boeing down to $330 per share today, getting slammed on that news that they seem to know about the problems with the 737 MAX way before originally thought. And of course, Boeing is a big component of the Dow, and that weighed on the Dow on Friday, weighing on the Dow again today. Well, that takes care of Boeing and baby powder. Banks, okay, the banks had a pretty good week, I would say. So far, 84% of the companies that have reported earnings, 84% that have reported have beat their earnings estimates, which is a very, very good number. I think it's another 65% or so that have also beat their revenue estimates. Now, we mostly have had the banks reporting here so far. A lot of the financials, Netflix reported better than expected. This week's going to be a very busy week. We're going to get a lot more of the technology stocks. Let's see, up this week, Halliburton, Ameritrade, Travelers, Kimberly-Clark, McDonald's, UPS, Harley-Davidson, Lockheed Martin, Chipotle, CoStar, Procter & Gamble, Schwab, Boeing, Caterpillar, AT&T, Blackstone, Ford, Edwards Life Sciences, Microsoft, ServiceNow, Tesla, PayPal, several best stocks now in that list will be reporting earnings this week. So far, earnings season going very well once again. Let's see, what else do we have going on? Well, Brexit, they thought they had a deal, then they didn't have a deal, and they voted on Saturday to delay it once again. Maybe this week something will happen one way or the other in that issue that has been going on for way too long now. Let's see, what else do we have? Well, you got some analysts stepping forward saying Boeing is a buy here. I don't know about that. I'm not ready to step up to the plate as Boeing sinks to its lowest level in nearly 8 weeks following the disclosure of an instant message from 2016 now. Now we're going clear back to 2016 that some employees may have misled the FAA about the flight control system implicated in the two 737 MAX crashes. And that is dragging Boeing stock down. We had an economic indicator come out on Friday, a little bit of a surprise to the downside. I bring this up because this is one of the important indicators that I do give a lot of weight to. That's the Index of Leading Indicators, the LEI, which obviously looks ahead and not backwards. The Index of Leading Indicators was just slightly down in September, and that was a surprise to the downside, the LEI. But I don't read too much into just one economic report that seems a little bit out of the whack. We get a lot of those from time to time. Here's another something to chew on, something to chew your fingernails over. Pace of stock buybacks slows sharply. Well, I think that is indicative of a little bit of a slowdown, and I think it's been a little bit of the overhang from China. Stock buybacks by S&P 500 companies are down 18% year over year, according to Goldman Sachs. And, of course, stock buybacks, they increase earnings per share. So they're good for the market, but that is slowing down, down 17% year over year. Okay, when we come back, China, Medicare for All, several other big ones, Apple hitting a new all-time high. We'll be right back. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com. This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio. Well, we lost a few markets that we were in. You know, that's the radio business from time to time. I know Salem sold a few of the stations that I was on, and they've changed the format. So, well, we'll see. You know, we're looking for other stations in those areas. We've lost Dallas. We lost Dallas. Doggone it. I got to find something there in Dallas. It's not that easy, though, you know. There's most of these stations now, you know, the one that bought the station in Dallas is all Spanish format. And, you know, I speak okay Spanish, but not enough to get through a financial talk show. So we'll see. Stay tuned. But in the meantime, you can just go to GundersonCapital.com or to my app, BestStocksNowApp.com. I archive the shows every single day. You can listen live, or you can listen to the shows at your leisure, which is what most people do out there. But, yeah, I lost that station, and I believe Tampa also. That station was bought out, and I believe Atlanta is going to go here this week. In fact, tomorrow may be my last day in Atlanta, but we'll find another station definitely in Atlanta with it being so close to where I live these days. Okay, let's take a look. Trump is hopeful that a U.S.-China... Now, where have we heard this before? Okay, we had a little bit of a mini-agreement. I'm okay with that. That mini-agreement got the market settled down. It moved China, the China trade issue, from the front burner where it has resided for a long, long time. You know, it was getting old, the up 300, down 300, up 300, down 300 days in the market. And it was all on any kind of news, any kind of tariff news coming out of China. So I'm happy, at least, that there has been a small agreement made while they work on the bigger issues. Well, the next chance that they have to work on these bigger issues will be, let's see, at the APEC. That's the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit next month. That will be happening in November. President Trump, as usual, says he's hopeful that a trade agreement between the U.S. and China will be signed at that summit. President Trump is scheduled to attend that meeting, and also President Xi of China expected to attend the meeting. Well, Thursday, this coming Thursday, we're going to get a major policy speech given by Mike Pence on China. That could be a market mover. We'll see what happens there. That's supposedly going to happen this Thursday. Now, Elizabeth Warren, you know, I have to follow everything. I have to follow geopolitics. I have to follow local politics. I have to follow presidential elections, news around the world, Asia Pacific summits, because it all plays into the stock market. Senator Warren, who has been pitching her health care, universal health care, her Medicare for All program, well, she hasn't really thought yet about how she's going to pay for it. Yet she's been promising it, okay? In the face of criticism from her presidential rival, Senator Elizabeth Warren says she soon will release her plan. It's not one of these, you know, let's just pass the deal and we'll look at it later. Or is she actually going to say where she's going to come up for the money, the extreme amount of money to pay for this? She says she will soon release her plan to pay for Medicare for All, which basically is also Bernie Sanders' plan, her proposal for universal health care in the U.S. She commented on the issue during a campaign stop in Indianola, Iowa. Well, we'll see. With the, you know, we know that such a plan will cost, will be in the trillions. Where is the money going to come from? I wish that before they presented the plan, they would have the details on how they were going to pay for it. Well, anyways, we shall see. Earnings season. In the second half of the show, I'll go over where we're at so far in this earnings season. But as I said, there's some very important companies that Bill will be reporting today. We've had just a few minor players here so far that have reported today. But boy, I'll tell you what, it really heats up tomorrow. I just noticed Apple hitting a new all-time high today, closing in on $240 per share. Remember when they fired Steve Jobs? Now you've got a $1.8 trillion market cap company. The growth is not really what it used to be. I would say it's high single digits now, Apple. And of course, a lot of that depends upon demand for people trading in their old iPhone for a new iPhone. But Raymond James has raised its Apple target price from $250 to $280. It's at $240 right now. They say there is more favorable near-term checks for the iPhone 11. Okay, well, these analysts, you know, they're able to watch that kind of stuff. What is the demand? What is the manufacturing? How about ordering the parts? How is that going? How many of these iPhone 11s is Apple selling? And then, of course, you've got that long-term optimism related to the 5G iPhone expected next year. Raymond James maintains an outperform rating. Apple has an outperform overall ranking by the consensus opinion of the analysts, but $280 target price, and the stock is breaking out, can you believe it, to a new all-time high today. I own it in two of my portfolios. I own it in my buy and hold Premier Growth portfolio, and I own it in my buy and hold growth and dividend and growth portfolio. Both those portfolios doing very well here in 2019. Chipotle, let's see, are they one of the ones that's going to report? Yes, they will report earnings this week. A firm, BTIG, gives a full-throated defense of Chipotle this morning, noting the restaurant chain is in the middle innings. Middle innings. Now, I wrote an article for Seeking Alpha several weeks ago on Chipotle. I put out my five-year target price. You can go to Seeking Alpha to see that article. And I called this one of the greatest turnarounds of all time. I truly believe that. If you look at the stock and the V-shaped recovery that it made from that whole E. coli incident, and, of course, the editors came back and said, well, you can't use the word greatest. That's a hyperbole. That's just your opinion. Well, it's being called a great turnaround by BTIG. And I agree. This is one of the greatest turnarounds of all time. I continue to own Chipotle. We'll see how that earnings report goes this week. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical essential medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager at Gunderson Capital Management. I am excited to join Bill and the rest of the team here at Gunderson Capital Management as I bring more than 30 years' experience in the investment industry with a focus on bonds and fixed income. I look forward to helping clients that are in or near retirement transition their portfolio to a more stable portfolio with higher income generation. For this purpose, we have developed a bond portfolio named Best Bonds Now, which is based from the app Best Stocks Now. To learn more, go to GundersonCapitalManagement.com.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The Nasdaq up 50 points right now. Boeing dragging down the Dow still. The Dow down 7 points. Let's bring in Paul Carlson from Mount Pleasant from our other office. Paul, give me your takeaway. We spent the entire week there in Minneapolis. What are your thoughts?
Wow, it was fantastic. We're just great people we met with. A lot of them nearing retirement, so they're looking to lower the volatility of their portfolio, bring in some more income to complement their Social Security or their pension. And, you know, we talked about bonds and how they can incorporate that into their retirement planning. And just, you know, had really good meetings with a lot of great people.
Yeah, I agree. You know, of all the states we visit and cities, I think there's more of a saver mentality there. Maybe there's not a lot of ways to spend your money, you know, like 6 months, 4 or 5 months out of the year when it's freezing cold outside. But there is definitely a save mentality there. And, you know, well, one of the takeaways I came away with, you know, a lot of these folks that have $1.5 million, $2 million, you know, as they go into retirement, they don't need to hit the ball out of the park,
right,
you know, to maintain a pretty nice lifestyle. We were plugging in 5%, 6% average returns over time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was looking at my Premier Growth, the one that has the downside protection, and I was looking at it since inception. It's averaged about 11 or 12% annually with no guarantees going forward. So that's a nice component for the growth. And then you mix in, you know, some of the dividend stuff and some of the bond stuff. And you can average just somewhere in the mid, even the low, mid-single digits, 6, 5%, 7%.
Have a nice, comfortable retirement.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be buying weed stocks and other stuff that these folks sometimes want to delve into. So, yeah, you know what? I really love going to Minnesota every year. A couple times. We plan on going 3 times in 2019. And we should be back, oh, I was doing my calculations, 4 months from now. So whatever that works out to. Maybe late February, early March, somewhere in there. I like to catch a little bit of the cold, actually, the snow. And the, you know, it just gives you a better flavor for that part of the country, which is quite pretty. Very enjoyable. Okay, well, bonds, I want to, here's a story. Here's a chart to look at, Paul, if you got your charts up.
Yeah.
Pull up SGEN. Okay, this is the, I just noticed this. This is the stock of the day. This is the breakout of the day. And I do have, I've had it on my watch list. I've actually owned it in the past. It's Seattle Genetics. But the thing that I find very interesting in, they are getting positive results from a phase two clinical trial which evaluates a drug that treats advanced breast cancer. So, you know, I know everybody, you know, wearing pink and on the Delta Airlines, they were talking about, you know, donating and everything and all these different, they had different pink desserts and cocktails and whatnot, and so part of the proceeds go to breast cancer. Well, it's good to see actually some progress being made there. This has got to be one of the hottest biotech. It's just all of a sudden, SGEN, that's now a $17 billion company. Now, obviously, there's still a lot of risk buying a company that does not have a product, does not have sales. But this is one you got to be rooting for, and we'll keep our eye on it, SGEN.
Boy, look at the ranking, Bill. 53 out of 5,344.
Yeah, okay, so the app doesn't know anything about science, doesn't know anything about all these big words they're throwing around, doesn't know anything about clinical trials, but it has been a highly ranked stock in my app here for quite some time. I've been watching it, wondering what's going on there. I know there was some news a couple of weeks ago, but this must be pretty big news here. The name of the drug, Tucatinib. And we'll see. We're rooting, obviously, for that drug. Okay, the other chart that really stands out to me here is Apple, AAPL. Look at the chart on Apple. That stock hitting a new all-time high today. Incredible. I mean, it's just incredible that Apple, after all these years, is still hitting new highs, has now become a trillion-dollar company, and is still making a move like it's making today to new all-time highs. Now, that one we own one step down from the growth portfolio. It's dividend and growth. And let's see, as of Friday, the buy and hold version of that dividend and growth portfolio up 23% year to date. Apple itself is up almost 55% since the beginning. It's just amazing that a company that size still has 55% in it that it's done this year since the beginning of the year. I like that potent combination of dividends and a company that is still growing. There's been some huge winners in that field. Costco would be another example. Costco's up almost 50% this year. And, you know, we say it all the time, these companies don't pay big dividend yields. You know, Apple's dividend yield is only 1.3%. But most of those gains in folks' portfolios will come from capital appreciation, okay, which is forgotten so many times. They think it's better to buy a dividend yield of 9% on a company that's not growing anymore. To me, that's a Ponzi scheme. You're sending back your principal every month, and the stock is going down. I've seen that so many times. I would rather, much rather, buy a stock that has is growing their earnings and paying a dividend. We talk about that all the time. Well, we had the whole crew there in Minnesota. We had, of course, Barry was the certified financial planner, and he was talking to folks. They got questions about when should I take my Social Security. I like his answer. He said, tell me when you're going to die, and I can tell you when to take your Social Security. You know, everybody wants to make sure they get everything they put into that darn thing over the years. They want to get it out and then some. So, you know, it's just a guess, really. You start taking it at an early age, you're going to get a whole lot less per month. Or you could wait till your late 70s, mid-70s, you're going to get a whole lot more, but then, you know, your life expectancy is a whole lot less. So that's always a tricky one to gauge there. It's kind of a personal thing, but he does run some numbers that gives you kind of an idea of what might be the optimal time. And, you know, we're able to run a little spreadsheet really easily on where somebody is at today with their assets, how much they're adding. We met with some folks that are a long ways from retirement. You know, they're in their 40s or early 50s.
Yeah.
And we saw folks that are on the track. They're on track. They're adding money to their 401k. They're maxing out their 401k, which is what, $18,000 a year or something like that?
16, 18, yeah.
Yep. And when you add that in, the equation is, here's the number, here's how much we have today, here's how much we're adding. And then, of course, the flexible part in there is the returns that you're going to get. And, you know, we plug in different scenarios. And again and again and again, I come away with the feeling that, you know, you don't have to do 27% per year. You don't have to shoot for those kind of numbers and take on a whole lot of risk to retire at a very nice, comfortable level. So that's our job, is to keep you on the right track. And we got a lot of follow-up to do this week with all those folks that we met with. And, you know, a lot of people saying, hey, I think I want to do business with Gunderson Capital Management with the team there. So, yeah, we'll be following up this week. All right, Paul, we will be talking to you a little bit later on. I know you got a lot of folks to follow up with today. When we Absolutely. Come back, I'll do my featured stock of the day. This is Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson. We'll be right back.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
My name is Barry Kite, and as the newest member of the Gunderson Capital Management team, I wanted to introduce myself. As a seasoned financial planning practitioner and chartered financial analyst, I joined Gunderson Capital to assist clients with complex financial planning needs and portfolio construction strategy. Over the last 20 years, I have refined my holistic approach to planning and portfolio construction with a focus on ensuring all of your investment assets are working for you in tandem towards a common financial goal. All too often, clients have a financial advisor who is only concerned with the specific assets you have tasked them to manage, with no regard for the purpose of your other investment accounts. Our approach takes all of your investment accounts into consideration when developing your personalized portfolio strategy. Whether you're retired, quickly approaching retirement, or still in the accumulation phase, Gunderson Capital Management is here to navigate the inherent risks of the market while helping you meet your financial goals. If you hadn't had a financial review in a while, or you would like a second opinion, I encourage you to give me a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, let's see. We do have a few earnings that have come in today. Halliburton, does anybody really care about Halliburton anymore? The energy sector has been a very poor sector to be invested in. In fact, I was looking at the sectors over the weekend and the asset classes. The bottom-ranked asset class, even worse than being short the market, are the MLPs, the Master Limited Partnership, the pipeline stocks, surprisingly, at the very bottom of the heap right now. SAP has reported earnings. That's a big German technology company, and that stock breaking out today. And in fact, since over the last 10 minutes or so, the NASDAQ has just really caught fire here. A lot of the technology stocks really taking off right now. I don't know what the news is. Don't know what's driving them. Sometimes I don't ask. Sometimes I just enjoy and watch them go higher. NVR. I was going to bring up NVR. They reported earnings. What is NVR? You know what an interesting stock this is. They're a home builder. They build single-family detached homes, townhomes, condominiums. This is now a $14 billion company headquartered in Reston, Virginia. The interesting thing about NVR is they've never done a stock split. This stock is now $3,934 per share. I saw a story last week that Schwab is going to start offering folks the ability to buy fractional shares. So there you go. You can buy a tenth of a share. I don't know what the minimum is, a hundredth of a share of this great stock, $3,934 per share, which has been a great performer over the years. In fact, I want to say that NVR has outperformed Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway over the last 10 years. NVR 19.4% per year over the last 10 years. It is currently ranked, I've never been able to find it at a good value. The stock is currently ranked at number 140 overall. They beat earnings, stock hitting a new all-time high, closing in on $4,000 per share. All right, the one I want to feature, however, is Lam Research, LRCX. I've featured this stock in the past. It's been a great performer over the years. It's getting an upgrade today from B. Riley. Okay, I will be Riley. How about Smiley? We will raise our target from 240 to 280, they said today. And Lam is currently at, Lam Research is currently at 237. So that's significant upside potential, according to B. Riley. I agree with them there. Lam Research in my app is currently ranked number 223, but it's been as high as number 30 recently. That's a combination of valuation and momentum. The momentum and the performance of the stock has been terrific over the years. In fact, it gets a performance grade of A. I own Lam in my large cap growth portfolio. It's a $34 billion market cap company. It also pays a dividend yield of 2%. So you could actually buy it in a dividend portfolio also, because it does have that 2% dividend yield. This stock over the last 10 years has delivered a total return average of 21% per year, the market 10.6. Over the last 3 years, Lam Research has delivered 36% per year, the market 11.7. And over the last 12 months, Lam is up 65%, while the market's up 8. I have a 5-year target price on LRCX of $371 per share. And it is one that we continue to own here in our growth, large cap growth portfolios. We have two versions of that portfolio. I have the more buy and hold with the much longer leash, folks that have more time on their hands. And then I have a more shorter leash version where I use much tighter, downside stops, no automatic stops, visual stops is what I use, and also really protect that downside, which a lot of people that are in the retirement phase of their financial life, they love that downside protection that I give them. All right, well, if you'd like to talk with us, I've got Barry Kite, certified financial planner. I've got Paul, obviously, that's been in the business for over 30 years. I've got myself, obviously, who manages a lot of these portfolios. And I've got a great back office that will set you up to talk to us. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST. We put out our newsletter every single weekend. I like the way Barry calls it. He calls it, it's a buffet. You know, you can eat it all and gorge yourself on stock market statistics different indicators and technical analysis and stock, featured stocks and portfolios, etc. Or you can just pick and choose those parts of the newsletter that you want to focus in on. But Barry has figured it out. He says, I think Bill does this mostly for his own use. He goes down all the nooks and crannies once a week in the market to make sure that he's not leaving anything else. At the opposite end of the spectrum is the totally passive investor that owns a bunch of ETFs, based on, computer models and your age, totally leaves out anything that's going on in the world at the time, which I just don't feel comfortable doing that. It's not a passive world, and it would be very difficult for me to just be a passive money manager and put you into passive investments and never look at them again. I would say that's the number one complaint I hear from people that are with other firms. A, they don't like the stock selection at the other firms. And B, they don't like the lack of management that they don't see in their portfolios. You can reach us at 855-611-BESS or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.